I live in a sleepy midtown neighborhood so quaint even Mr. Rogers would be bored. I'm surprised there's not a road in my neighborhood named Pleasant Street, and if there were, a plump and kindly Mrs. White would be cooling apple pies on her windowsill. We're big on pets in my neighborhood. Now, around the corner, Mrs. Brown walks her black poodle named Jeffy, and trailing along behind them is her calico cat, Chelsea. Some would find this scenario unusual, but we don't, because a couple of blocks away, Mr. Graves walks his pug dog on a leash, and following them is his calico cat named Blanche. We know all the pets' names in my neighborhood. Into this tranquil scene, a new gang has moved in. Six of them, all with one family, all in one house, or more precisely, all in one backyard. They're chickens. It's big news in the hood. A very nice family with two teenaged boys and two little girls have acquired six chickens and named them Lucy, Louise, Iolana, Fiona, Kelsey, and Cindy McCain. One of the rascally teenage boys named Cindy McCain. She's a white chicken. The father built them a state-of-the-art cage, but during the day, the chickens are allowed out to wander around the backyard. The little boy next door tries to catch them. The two little girls call them for supper time. Who knew you could keep chickens in the city? You can, but evidently not a rooster. Now, we're so conditioned to think politically correctly, that seems a bit discriminatory, doesn't it? I've been to visit the chickens several times, and like a good neighbor, I wanted to take them a welcome to the neighborhood gift. Well, what do you give a chicken that has everything? A covered dish is always safe, I thought, so I took them a mixed grill, ungrilled, actually, grapes, sunflower seeds, and nuts, with some parsley from my garden for garnish. And the mother of the house said this is a gourmet treat for them. They're used to bugs and leftover oatmeal. I think having a little garden and raising chickens is part of the human urge to touch the earth and to get back to nature. I read an autobiography of a writer who said that when he was recuperating from cancer, he spent all of his time outside in a big chair. He read there, ate there, dozed there, worked there, just sat there. He said he wanted to feel part of the greater universe around him. I understand that. It's one reason bird watching is so popular. Most of us live in the city now. We often don't see the deer and the antelope roam, but watching birds is one of the few ways we can connect with wild things. I see that the cardinals in my backyard are flocking. It's that season. They scatter the sunflower seeds with abandon, and I suspect that attracts mice under the bird feeder. The clue was seeing my cat Veronica trot toward the house with a tiny gray tail trailing out of her mouth. Ah, Mother Nature, so red of tooth and claw. We all feed one another, don't we? In many ways. And one way is literal. The nice family a couple of streets over brought me six fresh eggs from their free-range neighborhood chickens. Eggs with yolks as orange as cling peach halves. They were so proud of the eggs, the humans and the chickens. It's not exactly a sustainable lifestyle they're aiming for, though. The father laughed and said he figured each egg being produced in that backyard costs about $5.